Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of Tenkar's Tavern blog, unless we forget, Discord server, Facebook group, MeWe group, we're all over. Before I get into today's news story, I want to thank Andrew Shields. He listened to the podcast, and he is sending backers of $20 or more a discount coupon for the Axes and Anvils print on demand. So thank you, Andrew. I appreciate it. Now, on to the what the fuck. Somebody sent me a link to a Geek Native article. And the article is RPG publisher Transfelonism creates a flame war banned for slander. I'm not going to read that article. I'm going right to the source material. Who banned them for slander? None other than One Bookshelf. So, One Blog Shelf post from yesterday. DriveThruRPG.com bans publisher for slander. Last week, while most of our staff were heading to the PAX show, a customer reported a title on our store citing inappropriate content. The title was a short RPG wherein players are meant to assume the role of police officers who harass innocent victims such as person of color and queer person. The work in question was arguably satirical, its author perhaps attempting to make a statement against police corruption. However, our initial review determined that the work warranted a more considered review. A game, by the way, it's only a one-page fucking game, okay? A game that has players take the role of police oppressing minorities simply warranted more than a quick look. So, as is our policy on such a situation, we suspended the title from public sale until all of our staff could return from PAX and we could then review the work more carefully. In the interim, we notified the publisher that the title was being temporarily suspended for internal review. All right, so far, so good. Over the weekend, during the PAX show, the publisher then undertook a number of questionable actions. These aren't questionable. All right, these are trolling actions. These are fuck you actions. These actions included deactivating their other titles and then using drive-through RPG tools to email prior customers messages falsely blaming DriveThruRPG for having removed those titles. The publisher also made use of a tool that allows publishers to customize the appearance of their storefront page on DriveThruRPG. With this tool, the publisher created a false version of events, making it seem as though DriveThruRPG had banned the publisher. By the way, this just works out perfectly because they faked being banned and then get fucking banned. You know what? Awesome. And then posted a screen clip of that falsified message in several places online. Only one I found is their actual blog. And by the way, I'm going to go to that after this because then this is where we get bizarre shit. But this is just stupid enough as it is, right? The clear intent of the publisher was to create outrage against DriveThruRPG. Now, this person, the individual behind this publishing company, wants to make outrage, period. It is difficult to see this series of actions as anything but slander. Now, by the way, if you saw the initial screenshot and you didn't go, what the fuck, something's wrong here, the screenshot that the company was sending out, the publisher was sending out, okay, stated the following. I'm going to read it verbatim, and then you can, figure out what's wrong with this. This publisher had been banned by moderators for hate speech against an oppressed minority, the police. Whoa. So that's them faking it, all right? And they shared it on their blog as if it was legit. Now, I don't know if the rest of you out there can see what I see as a native speaker of English. But there's a verb in there that has the wrong tense. Now, it's going to make a little bit more sense when we get further. But if I saw that coming from an official company, supposedly One Bookshelf, I would think that that might have been some bullshit. Right? Anyhow, we do not want to work with any creator who uses our platform to falsify reports against others. let alone fucking one bookshelf. Nor do we want to maintain a relationship with anyone who undermines the integrity of public discussion in the hobby. Hmm. That part there becomes interesting. This isn't just about them trolling. This is one bookshelf going to the trans, whatever, blah. I'll, when I go back to that page, I'll get the page right, but that's them reading that fucking page and seeing this person is a fucking... Listen, they aren't a social justice warrior. I can respect people that fight for a cause, even if I don't agree with everything that they fight for. I respect it. This isn't even a social justice activist. It's a social justice troll. All this person does is troll. So we're going to get back to that in a moment. As a result of this publisher's slanderous actions against us, we have decided to stop doing any business with the publisher. DriveThruRPG celebrates and supports difference. We believe that a variety of opinions, beliefs, and lifestyles is expressed both among our customers and publishers and within the titles we carry is a sign of a healthy hobby and a healthy society. All right. Now, let's get on to the transfeminism.wordpress.com blog. And this post is, this is what free speech looks like on DriveThruRPG. I'm not going to read the whole thing because, oh God, it's painful shit. So the other day I released my newest RPG title on DriveThruRPG, Police Procedure, a satirical hack of lasers and feelings which parodies the tendencies of Western cop drama to not only justify but outright glorify police harassment and brutality against minorities. It's as divisive as one can expect with oppressed minorities and anyone with a shred of humanity cheering me on. That emphasis is mine, by the way. While the pigs and the bootlickers cried loody murderers. Okay, it should be bloody fucking murder, all right? So again, not a native English speaker. Nothing against it, but you know, if you're going to troll a publishing company, at least get your grammar correct when you fake something from them. But this is free speech, isn't it, to have controversial opinion even when it offends people? Not according to DriveThruRPG. Within a day, my game was deplatformed without even an explanation given. Now, you know, if they were honest, if this person was fucking honest, right? They would tell you, they would show the fucking email they got from DriveThru, one bookshelf, right? They would show that they were notified. But they don't do that. No. It's Jesus Christ. And now they show the screenshot of their bullshit. This publisher had been banned by moderators for hate speech against an oppressed minority, the police. No, what's unfair is that in an era where you can get deplatformed for criticizing the government's brutal treatment of its own people, medias that glorify said tyranny and brutality continue to be platformed. All right. In any case, anyone who believed this bullshit... I'm sorry, man. You should have seen that at first. That initial screenshot should have told you that there was something quite not right. But hey! I'm going to tell you something else that's not quite right. They've got another problem with DriveThru, and I'm going to explain to you how retarded this one is. I apologize for using that word, but I'm using it in the sense that their thinking is regressive here, okay? Listen to this one. I realized that I had made some money from my other games when they're still pay what you want. Since I didn't want to jump through the hoops of PayPal, international transfer, and then bank account withdrawal, I decided to send my income as a gift card to myself so I can get more RPGs. And lo and behold, DriveThruRPG blatantly threatens to steal my money if I messed up the email address. Who needs to confirm if that shit works? Am I right? And then they show a screenshot of them going to send a gift certificate with the message to recipients. If I mess this up, DriveThruRPG will steal my money. All right. Let me explain it again. Listen, if the person behind transfeminism is listening, Yeah, maybe you are. But anybody else who doesn't understand how this works over on drive-thru, you have money in your account as a publisher. You go to buy something on drive-thru. It fucking asks you, do you want to transfer money from your publisher account to, I guess, the affiliate account or your credit? So your purchase is not going to cost you anything. You don't have to send a fucking gift certificate to yourself. All right. All you got to do is when it pops up as you're making that purchase, you click the little box and put that little check thing in there. It ain't that fucking hard. Now, if you go and read the rest of this individual's comparing it to McCarthyism, the Welcome to the Great American Reich, this is free speech. Well, now they're saying the account wasn't banned. That they've contacted me about how police procedure is under review, since much like every other hell site, they use an automatic system instead of human brains for moderation, making it vulnerable to mass report from fragile conservative bro flakes. Well, below is a screenshot of what I see when I logged into my publisher's account. Can you see what's missing in this picture? Perhaps the nice people in their Discord server for the publishers would like to chime in. I don't know what's missing. They're showing the best-selling titles. Honestly, I don't think that they have a best-selling title. So I don't know what's missing from the picture, okay? I don't know. Where's Waldo? I couldn't fucking tell you. Listen, the publisher Transfeminism is a troll. By the way, the actual game itself is available for free on the Transfeminism. I'm not pronouncing this right, but I don't think there's any way to pronounce it right. Transfeminism. There's actually a link where you can grab this free game. It's one page, and it's great because choose what passes for your cop's personality: racist, queerphobe, ableist, wife beater. Choose your cop's favorite MO: shooting, taser, beating, sexual assault, or there's a blank, so you can add your other stuff. Now, here's GM has to do is GM create an adventure. Sorry, create an injustice. An innocent, roll a d6. I don't know. Sex worker wants to roll a d6. Grab a bite to eat, which will. Don't bother rolling a d6 because all six options are be harmless. So you don't bother rolling a d6 because all six options are harass them. Now, here is here's my favorite part. Okay, the very last sentence of this fucking train wreck. This one-page game. Ask questions and build on the answers. Fuck, just how much did you stole from Don Corleone? Again, I don't know. You know what? This shit's painful. I do not believe that one bookshelf is a benevolent association that's just there to make our life better, okay? They have a monopoly when it comes to the RPG print on demand / PDF sales. If you're not on RPG Now, you're not selling. Okay, your game is not going to get traction. That is a simple answer. They have no competition, and therefore they make the rules. But this is one rule that I can fucking agree with them on, and not because it's a game mocking cops. I couldn't give a flying fuck. When your last detail is a protest, and you have two old ladies and. Listen, they were in their 80s. They're older than my mother. God bless my mother. She's in her upper 70s. But these two old ladies have probably been protesting since the 50s. Come into your face and call you a fucking piece of shit. The second one, so close, I smelled her hot breath. You know, it is what it is. Whatever. I'm... I was getting paid to be there, and these old ladies weren't. All right, this person's not going to get paid for this game, but that was never their point. Their point was to make controversy. Now, if you go to their blog, by the way, their blog has absolutely no traffic, doesn't have an Alexa ranking, and it has, I don't know, recent posts goes back at least the 21st. I really want to check how often this individual posts? Maybe not. Oh, no. Yeah, December 21st. They're trying to make a name for themselves. And this is how they are doing it. Okay? They figure, let me go troll a huge, hugely trafficked site and make myself a victim. Literally fake being a victim. What bullshit is that? You're not helping anybody. You're not helping your cause. If your cause is social justice, faking being a victim, just put a fork in it. All right? You've done yourself and your cause such a fucking huge disservice because you're a fucktard. Simple as that. You, transfeminism, as a publisher, as a blogger, you're a fucktard. All right? I'm sorry. I'm just really. So this is the excitement of today, folks. I ran a little long today. I guess it makes up for going short the other day. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed it, you can always go to, like, I don't know, Apple Podcasts and or Spotify or wherever you listen to this podcast and, you know, give me a thumbs up. Hey, why not, right? I mean, I can be an asshole, but at least I'm not a fucktard. You got to give me that much credit. All right, folks. On that note, as always, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.